नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Continue today in fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's chapter 19 and text is 24. Nayatra Vaikuntha Gata Sudapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatas Sadasrayaha Nayatra Yagesha Maka Mahotsavaha Suresha Lako Pina Vaina Savyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Kata Sadapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatastadasrayaha Nayatra Yagesha Maka Mahotsavaha Suresha Lako Pinabai Sasevyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Kata Sudapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatastadasrayaha Nayatra Yagesha Maka Mahotsavaha Suresha Lukopi Navai sa sevyatam. Yatra vaikuntha gata sudapaga.
Yatrayageshamakamahotsava. Sadesha lakopi navai sasevyatam. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sudapaga. Yatriya geisha makama hotsava. Suresha lakopi na vaisa sevyatam. Na, not. Yatra, where. Vaikuntha katha. Sudha apagaha. The nectarian rivers of discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Vaikuntha, or one who drives away all anxiety. Na, Nur, Sadhava, devotees, Bhagavataha, always engaged in the service of the Lord. Tattasrayaha, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, Nur, Yatra, where. Jagya Isha Makaha, the performance of devotional service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Maha Utsavaha, which are actual festivals. Sureshaloka, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although. Na, not. Vai, certainly. Saha, that. Sevyatam, be frequented. Translation. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topless of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Jagya to satisfy the Lord, in brackets, especially since Sankirtan Jagya is recommended in this age. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatavarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, the earth is the best planet, and on this planet, the land of Bharatavarsha is the best. In the land of Bharatavarsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varnam Triksha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtan Prayer Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates, such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna, as recommended herein, Yagesha Maka Mahotsavaha, and to distribute prasadam to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. That's their hunger, not just material hunger of the belly, it's hunger for spiritual, Prabhupada says, spiritual emancipation. He always made that clear. When prasadam distribution was there, it was to be accompanied by the Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names, so that everyone understood they were not just getting food, they were getting sanctified prasadam by the Lord, so to benefit them spiritually as well as materially. He said everyone is hungry, not just the poor man, rich man also hungry. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement, to give men great opportunity to go there and perform constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna as recommended herein, and to distribute prasadam to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary system if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashvamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other yajnas, he is a pasandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity similar to the performance of Ashvamedha Yajna and other such pious functions. But this is a nam aparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting of other names are never equal, despite what Mayavadis think. So you can repeat the verse. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system. If the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities
does not flow there.
If there are not devotees engaged in service
on the banks of such a river
of piety,
or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Jagya
to satisfy the Lord.
Especially since Sankirtan Jagya
is recommended in this age.
Chaksulan militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale svayabhu pakadamayam datati spa patantikam panchakopa trubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
So as I often stated how Srila Prabhupada would say, he said to me in his room so many times, if you just read this one book, you can be Krishna conscious. So then, of course, he got shorter and shorter. He said, just one chapter, then like we see here, just one verse and one purport. He would say, everything is contained in here about the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, the importance of Sankirtan Jagya, which he says was inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that importance was also clearly stated by his predecessor Acharyas. Prabhupada always mentions Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I always think it's so interesting to see Srila Prabhupada's history. Now we're just approaching, we're there 50 years ago. In some ways, 50 years ago seems just a very short time ago. But within the material world, 50 years ago, they make it such, it's a half a century. 50 years, half of 100 years. Very long time ago, Srila Prabhupada went to America. And there he inaugurated the Sankirtan Jagya. It was interesting, yesterday, we went into town. So many devotees went into town yesterday, went to the Radharaman temple. It was the appearance day of Radharaman deity. And so I saw many god brothers, god sisters, nephews, nieces there at the temple, crowded into the temple to see the lordships there. And I was thinking in the same way, now, of course, Srila Prabhupada has brought the whole world to Vrindavan. He brought the whole world to this Krishna Balaram Mandir. And in that way, he brought the whole world to all the different temples in Vrindavan. So many temples are there. And none of this would be happening if you take away that one person, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever happens, whatever preaching goes on, we always understand it all started with one person's trip outside of India. No one was prepared to do that. No one even considered that it should be done, just to go out across the ocean. That was definitely to go into Maya's land. He said, it was here it's stated, Prabhupada saying in the purport, at this very special land, Bharat Varsha. So for saintly persons that lived here, they didn't want to leave Bharat Varsha for fear of losing their Krishna consciousness. Imagine what he says here in the purport. He uses the example. Better to remain in the womb, where at least you can remember the lotus feet of the Lord. You can pray to the lotus feet of the Lord. Than to be born into a place where there's no devotees, where there's no speaking about the glories of the Lord. A womb's not a nice place. Descriptions are there. Again, even here we can understand. Now you can see. You can see the baby in the womb.
take their different shots and all. Very cramped up place, very difficult place to be. But it said, better you be there than to take birth in a place where there's no devotees, no devotion to the Lord, no topics about the Supreme Lord. Better to stay in that place. So what to speak of leaving this place, Vrindavan, leaving Bharat Varsha, leaving Nadia. It gets zeroed down, smaller, smaller. Prabhupada says, Bharat Varsha. And we say, West Bengal. We have very wonderful devotees from Bengal. And then you go to West Bengal, the district of Nadia. And from Nadia, we went to the district, the town of Navadvip. And then Prabhupada mentions what? We've established our center, our ISKCON center. This was very important for Srila Prabhupada. Already, Mayapur was there, Navadvip was there. But for Prabhupada, his center needed to be in there. Why? Speaking last night in the garden, I said over and over how Prabhupada sometimes say, perhaps my father knew, talking about his father, loved him so much, Prabhupada's father and mother. Very wonderful to see what a wonderful Vaishnava family. Prabhupada said, I never remember a time that I wasn't thinking of the Lord, that I didn't remember Krishna. I can never remember a time when I didn't remember Krishna. So the devotee asked what his position was. And he said, that astrologer says this. But whatever. He said, what's the difference? He said, but as far as I know, there was no time when I didn't remember Krishna. That was Srila Prabhupada's birth into this world. And one time he told me, I remember I was a baby in my sister's arms. 6 months old, he said. Maybe I was 6 months old. That was his memory. So as far back as he can remember, he always remembered Krishna, was always serving Krishna. So not an ordinary birth. And then he said, my father did everything. Whatever I wanted, he did. And he said, perhaps my father knew that he would be this person born in that area, in West Bengal, in Calcutta, who would take this Krishna consciousness movement and spread it all over the world. Lord Chaitanya, he traveled all around India. I remember in Mayapur, 1975, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada was sitting in his room. Prabhupada was, every way he was special, in every conceivable way. So nothing he did was ordinary. It's like he said, no memory he had was ordinary, because he was always remembering the Lord, always talking. Topics were always about Krishna and the philosophy and spreading this movement. This is what he discussed. So nothing was ever ordinary. But in his room, we know Prabhupada traveled around the world 14 times in 10 years. In 1975, I was with him. He traveled around the world in 2 months' time. Stopped at over a dozen temples, inspiring thousands of devotees. To do what? To spread this Sankirtan Yajna. He didn't go one place to another just to see what the temple looked like, to stay in a nice room. Think, oh, it's very nice at the manor. I'll spend some time there. They cook nicely. I have a big room there. This was not his concern. Because even at those places, he would go out and sit on the grass. Same grass you have everywhere around the world. He would find a tree in the shade and he would sit under the tree. If it was cool, he would sit in the sun. He had no interest. This building, that building, it didn't matter. His interest was to inspire all of us, all of you,
to continue doing what he did. And what did he do? He went to America. And how did he spread Lord Chaitanya's movement? How did Lord Chaitanya inaugurate this movement? He chanted. He went door to door, banging on the door, him and his associates. Come out, chant Hare Krishna. And that's what they did. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya didn't speak a lot of philosophy. Huh? Philosophy was for a very intimate core, to just get people to chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. And in this way he traveled around. Prabhupada sat in Mayapur one day and he called me and the secretary in. And he said, so I want, he said, that we travel all around India, South India, like Lord Chaitanya. He said, and we'll get jeeps, 4 or 5 jeeps. And we'll go in the jeeps, he said, and we'll go from one place to another, to another, and to another. He said, in this way, we'll follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. Because he's the example. And Prabhupada wanted to do that. Of course, it didn't happen. But it happened, because Prabhupada wasn't ordinary. He would sit behind his desk. He would travel to so many places. He would say, oh, let's go there. He would say it in such a way that you thought you should immediately get tickets to go to this place. Go to Australia. Go here. Go there. He would say, let's go. We're going to go. But until he sat the secretary down and say, okay, we're leaving on such and such date. Get airline tickets. We'll do this. You didn't do it. If you did, as it happens, sometimes it would happen, you would be in a lot of trouble, because he traveled through the mind. Prabhupada was a great yogi. So he would talk about going here. He would talk about going there. His enthusiasm was there. But just by his saying it, you felt like it was happening. Sitting in that room, hearing, you could just imagine being in these jeeps traveling over these different roads, huh? Unfinished roads, going to this place and that place. He had so many desires to fulfill, all for Krishna, all for Lord Chaitanya, spreading this movement. He wanted to do in the same way, but he did do it in the same way. He just did it all over the world. So he arrives in America in 1965. And of course, arrives in Boston, spent some time in Butler, and then settled New York City. He knew he had to get to New York City. New York City, of course, 1965, the most important city in the world. And Prabhupada went there, and he said, I studied. He said, I observed the people in your country. And that's how he knew what to do. He observed. He studied. He didn't blindly go in and just start preaching, telling them anything he thought they wanted to hear. He said, I studied your culture. I studied your people. He studied the youth. He saw what needed to be done. And then what did he do? Lord Chaitanya inaugurated the Sankirtan movement 500 years before, just by chanting with his associates. Imagine Lord Chaitanya, the whole Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. Imagine that potency. Prabhupada said that once to one of his disciples who had left sannyas. Prabhupada, can I still serve you? Yes, he said. He said, I'm not Lord Chaitanya. He said he could go through the forest and make the animals chant and dance. He said, but I need all the help I can get. He said, I'm not Lord Chaitanya. But of course, you know, we see he did. He made us Western animals chant and dance. He would compare. What was the difference? We were living like that. Huh? Even sometimes worse. We had no discrimination as human beings in the West. No discrimination. So then Prabhupada just sat down as he did for years. He sat down under the tree, famous tree, Tompkins Square Park, and he chanted. He didn't do any hocus pocus. He didn't dress up, didn't change his dress. He had his pointy shoes, had his dhoti, kurta, shaved head, tilak, and he sat down with a pair of cartels. No different than would have happened 500 years earlier. And he chanted Hare Krishna purely. 500 years after Lord Chaitanya appeared. And we talk about that so much, time, place, circumstance, how to make adjustments to present Krishna consciousness. What did he do different? And everyone was attracted. He said, because Krishna is there in the heart. If the desire is pure, the chanting is pure, those who are sincere, those that are looking, they'll be attracted. And you can see the videos. You can hear those kirtans. So many people were attracted. And he knew, if I just continue to chant, they'll become purified. If I just give them prasadam, he said, these are our weapons. It hasn't changed. It's what Lord Chaitanya did. It's what the Acharyas did. It's what Srila Prabhupada did. Nothing changed. Just sit there. You chant. You dance. You let them hear. You purify the tongue with the chanting and with prasadam. Very tasty prasadam. Prabhupada said, philosophy, he said, that's for those, not everyone. He said, not everyone can digest philosophy. He used that word, digest. Not everyone can digest. He said, everyone can digest prasadam. Who here misses prasadam? What do we have here? 100 people at class. How many will you have at prasadam? 1,000? So everyone's digesting the prasadam. Huh? Not everyone's digesting class. We're not always here for the class, but we're all here for prasadam. And he knew that. These were the secret weapons. First class prasadam to attract people. This was the way. This was always Prabhupada's method. Very simple. Let's say that. I was saying, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness, so simple you can miss it. It's not difficult. Everyone's eating. Everyone likes to eat. And from the time we're born, everyone likes to dance. Show one child, you bring any child into a kirtan. What's he going to do? He's going to dance. We get so excited. Oh, look at him. He's dancing. Must have been a devotee in his last life. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Every child likes to dance. They all like to dance. They all like to sing. So that's there. These are natural. So we use that and make it transcendental. So Prabhupada came to America. He didn't change anything. He would often say that. And that's why I would say anyone can be guru. Just do what I'm doing. He said everything's been done. He studied. He said he studied the Westerners. But what did he do? He sat and chanted and danced, introduced them to prasadam. Very wonderful, tasty prasadam. It wasn't gluten-free. It wasn't vegan. It was prasadam. Everything was cooked in ghee. Little spice, little this, little that. And he said, purified us. Everyone became purified. He said, prasadam. He would say that. Prasadam can never hurt you. You have to have that faith. Huh? But too much prasadam, that could maybe not a good idea. He would tell me as I up and down, I was trying so many things. Because he always preached, eat less, sleep less. Whenever I did it, he would chastise me. He would see me if I lost 1 kilo, 2 kilos. He would say, are you okay? I'd say, yes, Prabhupada. Are you sure? He said, you look a little thin. Went like this. You look a little
I said, oh, I said, well, you know, it was John Mastami, your appearance day. I fasted and just broke fast with a little. And why? He said, you have to massage me. He said, you have to be very strong. He said, you eat whatever you can digest. He said, that's what you do. He said, how are you going to give me massage? How will you serve? You don't eat prasadam. I said, yes, Prabhupada. And then I just eat whatever. 2 years went by. I did the same thing. That was at Bhaktivedanta Manor. 2 years later, I'm here in Vrindavan. Of course, in Vrindavan, I did get very thin. Always sick. Are you all right? Yes. You sure? Yes. You look thin. I said, oh, I'm eating a little less. Why? He said, how are you going to do your service if you don't eat? Prajumna did the same thing. Where's Prajumna? Oh, he's not eating. You chastise him for sleeping too much. Called Prajumna. Even you sleep 10 hours, he said, a day, you still have to take prasadam. He said, you sleep all day and night. Take prasadam. Now none of us can eat that much, right? You sit down, I look at the brahmacharis all lined up. They want tasty prasadam, more tasty prasadam. Big plates, said like Govardhan Hill, every day. That doesn't mean literally. You know, when it says festival, every day is a festival, it doesn't mean you eat like that every day. Like it's festival day, Govardhan Puja, every big, big plates of prasadam. But now we have like little plates of prasadam. Because naturally these things occur. I always used to think, when will it stop? Well, it stops. But this is what Prabhupada gave us. Very simple program. And in any condition, you distribute prasadam, you chant. There's an earthquake, what do? The same thing we do. We distribute prasadam and we chant Hare Krishna to everyone. We give them prasadam. We give hope. In the name of the Lord. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's not difficult. It doesn't need to be changed. It came from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can you improve upon it? What are you going to say? Well, this is what we did then, but this is 2015. So we need to make some changes how we present Krishna consciousness. This came from Krishna. Came from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told us how to do it. He was successful. Prabhupada did the same thing. Very successful. No lack of success. All around the world. He brought you to this place, Vrindavan. He brought you to Mayapur. All these temples around. We spread out. I said to someone yesterday, Prabhupada wasn't a temple hopper. He came here to Vrindavan. He sat here, told his disciples, come here, hear, chant, like that. Very nice visit to temples. Radha Damodar Temple, he stayed there every day. We'd take darshan of the deity. But his business was always how to save the fallen souls, all of humanity. That was the business everywhere he went, seeing how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So the whole world will benefit. He made his temple there in Mayapur, the birthplace. You know, I've told the story. I was with Prabhupada. I was grahastha. My son was born while I was in Mayapur. My wife was in Los Angeles. And I got a telegram. You have a son, 7 pounds, so many ounces. He was born 4:15 a.m. in Los Angeles, which is when Mangal Arti started in Mayapur at that time, 4:15 at Mangal Arti begun. So, of course, I was a proud father, had a son, first child. I ran into Prabhupada's room. Very nice. And then he said, you can call him Mayapur Chandra. And then he laughed. He said, you won't find that name anywhere. He mentioned these names. He said, you'll see Navadvip Chandra. He said, Nimai, Nader Nimai, Nader Nimai. He said, but you won't find Mayapur Chandra, that name, anywhere. He said, I made it up.
Because that came later on, the birthplace was there in Mayapur. So he was first person to get that name. Prabhupada made it up. What a wonderful opportunity. And then he sent me to his bedroom where his Elmira, metal Elmira, locking. He said, get my white bag. Prabhupada's white bag, that was everything. Prabhupada's white bag, all his documents, his passport, visas, Guru Dakshin, BBT, bank book in there, everything in there. Most important, carry-on bag. Get my white bag in 1974. And then he said, go get Mum Brahmachari, Bengali Brahmachari. So we all sat before Prabhupada and went into his bag and he pulled out 500 rupee note, 1974, a lot of money. And he told the Brahmachari, you go in the Navadweep. He said, you get bangles, silver bangles and ankle bracelets for Mayapur Chandra, Sutakirti's son. So he gave Prabhupada his first gift, bangles and ankle bracelets for Mayapur. So this was Prabhupada, didn't miss anything. He took care of every level. This is our business. Someone comes to Krishna consciousness, we give them prasadam, we give them spiritual, what is Prabhupada, spiritual emancipation. And then they offer their lives and you take care of them very nicely. Prabhupada took care of me so nicely. I was very happy for some time to have Prabhupada as my temple president. He was my temple president, temple commander, the treasurer. He was everything in his party. He was all of that to us. And after you left Prabhupada, it was very difficult to be in a temple because no one was as good at being in charge as he was. No one saw everything you needed, even before you knew you needed it. You didn't realize you needed it because we were trying to be austere. I'm lying on the floor there in Vrindavan, sick. Prabhupada said, get him a bed. No one had a bed. We lived here in those days. No one had a bed. Prabhupada said, get Srutakirti a bed. Call a doctor. Give him some nimbu pine. Take care of him. He's lying there on the floor. This was Prabhupada. This is our business as Vaishnavas. Take care of each other. When you see someone needs something, you see one's in difficulty. Not that you stand on the side and say, oh, look at him. He's struggling. He's in Maya. No, you help the person. This is how you spread Krishna consciousness. That's the whole point of Sankirtan Jagya. That's the sacrifice. Is to give. Give to everyone. So it means in every way possible, you give to the person. So, this Sankirtan Jagya is everything for us. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. Never stops. Never stops. So we have a few minutes left. If there are any questions, comments. No? Banabhata Prabhu, you can add something?
No, I just want to hear more.
So in Mayapur, Prabhupada was standing there back in 1975, and he would always be on the veranda. See, same thing, his room was there, very wonderful room, very comfortable, but he always liked being outside in the fresh air. So he would stand on one side. Of course, you could see Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, temple that's there. And then the other side, you would way down, there were just rice fields, and then you would see the temple of one of his godbrothers, Gaudiya temple. So he would look on the one side, and there was his temple, Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. And we know when Prabhupada came first time I traveled with Prabhupada into Mayapur, and every time he would be in the ambassador and is going along Bhakti Siddhanta Road, which was just a little road in between rice paddies on both sides. It was just a raised area. It basically prevented floodwaters from going onto the other side. No cars, no anything. People walking by, bullock carts carrying their vegetables and things. And Prabhupada would just stop the car. He would offer his obeisances in the car. Didn't even get out of the car. His godbrothers didn't think that was very nice, and they would criticize. And one of them told Prabhupada, he got very upset. He said, "You don't come out even to offer your respects to your spiritual master. Offer respects there at the tree." Prabhupada slammed his fist down. "I'm always with my spiritual master." Imagine, he turned the whole world into the spiritual world. He was emancipating everyone all over the world. And his understanding, Prabhupada's vision was, everything was because of his spiritual master. He says there's not one moment, just like he said, there wasn't a moment where he wasn't remembering Krishna. So it's like that. I can't even conceive of that consciousness. Every moment is all he did was think how to serve my spiritual master. It wasn't a matter of just some formality, some ritual, making a show of devotion, and then the rest of the week, you know, 5 minutes you go to a temple, walk around, bow down, do dandavats, and then all week long do nonsense, talk nonsense, you know, criticize, gossip, Prabhupada would say. That's what he said. All this gossip. I'm not interested in hearing. He was never interested in hearing gossip. It's like his spiritual master. When his disciples, they would come into the room and they would criticize, to say, "This devotee is doing this devotee is doing that." What would he do? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would say, "Tell me something nice first. Tell me something nice about that person. Show appreciation, what you appreciate about him." And they say, "Well, he chants, does very nice kirtan, or, you know, he cooks very nicely," or that. Then he would say, "Okay, now you can go." So he wouldn't let them. Prabhupada was the same. The devotee came in to criticize. Prabhupada said, "Okay, you can leave." That was it. He came in, he could just see the attitude. Prabhupada, this devotee is not chanting his rounds. He's a leader, he's not chanting. Prabhupada said, "Okay, you can go. I heard enough." This is the mood of the devotee. I mean, you don't have say that. You don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. This is how we advance in Krishna consciousness. So there in Mayapur, Prabhupada is standing on the veranda, and he said, "This is Janmastan, huh? This temple where Lord Chaitanya was born. And here," he said, "this ISKCON temple, Karmastan." He said, "We are performing the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He said, "This is more important. This is more important." So every time he would go by, he would offer his respects from the car. It is respects he was offering constantly, every moment, every minute of every day, because he was performing the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did he need to show? His whole life he was showing. Every day, all day, he was showing. His meditation was on carrying out the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master, all the predecessor acharyas. He said, "So this place is more important, this ISKCON Mayapur, because we're performing the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So there's no lack. We're here in Prabhupada's temples, these ISKCON centers. We shouldn't think, "Oh, we're missing out on something." You're one devotee. We used to have a saying. He took me into the Caribbean. What is it called? Trinidad. You know, Trinidad, very beautiful, very beautiful. And it's a very beautiful view. And he'd say, "Yes, a very beautiful view." He said, "But we're not seeing the view." He said, "We're in the view."
We are the view. This is Prabhupada's movement. You are the view of Lord Chaitanya's mission. You're not watching it from the sidelines. What's going on? You are what's going on. This is the reality of Lord Chaitanya's movement, the Sankirtan movement. You don't require to do anything else to prove yourself. That's what Prabhupada had. That was talks about that spiritual pride. He didn't have to make some show of devotion. Every moment, every second of every day, he was showing it. He was doing it. Like you would say, just do it. Not talk about doing things. This is what I see when I see Prabhupada's followers. They're doing everything, wherever they are. Not that you have to find some holy place to be to feel satisfied inside. Satisfaction's there all the time because you're in that place describing the activities of the Lord, of His devotees, giving people their spiritual emancipation. This is the highest level of service given by Lord Chaitanya. This is the best. Most important. Everything else comes after. So he sent these centers up. And in India, he made these places to again become rejuvenated. I went to Noida the other day. They had a rejuvenation festival inspiring the devotees. Inspired to what? Our inspiration means always to preach. Otherwise, what are we inspired to do? What other inspiration is there? Said, without all of that, better you just stay in the womb. Such an instruction. When I was reading it, I go, where is this going? What is he going to say? Better just stay inside the womb, where at least you're praying to Krishna, I'm in a hellish condition, please Krishna, save me. That's better than coming out and forgetting everything, forgetting the service of the Lord. Better just stay wrapped up in the womb. All right. So, don't want to run late, and we'll have to digest prasadam. So thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, ki jai. Hare Krishna.